It's been more than a year since many workers started doing their jobs from home, and for some, it's creating a different kind of burnout. We're joined by Scott Sargis, founder and president of Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago. Scott, before we talk about this different kind of burnout, I mean, let's talk about working from home. It seems like for many, they actually like the idea, at least at first. I mean, they don't have to make the commute. I mean, for many of them, they don't even have to get out of their pajamas.
That's definitely the case, Cisco. And some people just relish the opportunity to continue to work from home.
Yeah, many want it to continue, although there are some drawbacks. Kind of tell us what even some leading business people are figuring out.
Yeah. Jane Fraser is at Citigroup is coming up with the Zoom-free Fridays. And, you know, I'm reminded, Cisco, of a similar topic that I experienced early on in my career, which is the monotony of assembly line workers. And there was the stress from that. And a lot of my clients early on came up with creative ways to reduce that monotony, cross-training workers, and coming up with new ways to reduce stress, yoga, different other types of techniques. And that's what I recommend, you know, to overcome the stress of working from home.
Seems like companies are in a difficult spot here because employees, many of them do like working from home. It certainly saves money versus a lot of the business travel. And yet, as you're mentioning here, it's not all roses. So how do they navigate the fact that there are benefits, but also some trade-offs?
Well, there is no simple solution to that, Cisco. And I hear from most of my clients regularly about that and what to do after the pandemic. But like I mentioned earlier, some of the same issues that were addressed by my clients early on with assembly workers, the monotony of, you know, working on the line can be revisited today. Look at ways to reduce stress, getting out of the house, not just staying at home, biking on the lake, walking, changing up your schedule, looking at different, there's a lot of online meditation and relaxation sites and tapes that you can engage in. So those are a couple of suggestions I have for work at home people to increase their productivity.
And interesting, you already touched on this, Citigroup CEO basically saying, hey, maybe one day a week, we just need to not do any Zoom, no matter what. You know, don't schedule it, no matter what you have going on. And so that way employees, I mean, I can't imagine any employee being upset about that, that it's just sort of one day of not having to be in those meetings.
That's correct. I just yesterday, I was trying to arrange some Zoom meetings for some of our clients with some of our candidates, and people balked at it. They were burned out by saying, you know, too many Zoom meetings. So what Jane Fraser is coming up with is a unique idea. But there are a lot of other ideas, and the key is to be creative and to think of ways to reduce the stress and monotony of too many Zoom and work at home sessions.
Do you think any of that, and you talk to a lot of different clients, do you think any of that will just lead them to say, hey, you know what, all right, as soon as we have enough people vaccinated, as soon as the COVID numbers are down, we're just all coming back to the office?
Well, if you look at the trends, the trendsetters, the big tech firms, Microsoft, Facebook, et cetera, they are planning more and more for work at home. So I think you're going to continue to see a lot of people working from home. The key to all of this, Cisco, is try to figure out ways to A, reduce the stress, and B, increase the productivity. And that's going to be the key moving forward.
Thanks so much, Scott Sargis, founder and president of Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago.